This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
We are your new go-to girls for everything bad. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Alan.
Hello.
Hi, Trey's Travels.
Yeah.
Some of you might wonder what Trey's Travels are, but you will find out today because she's been far and wide and so have her legs.
Yeah, right. I wish.
Yeah, we're going to hear all about Trey's travels and
dating, fun times,
you know, dating, man.
Slow times at Richmond High.
Dating after being married. Like, what's that like?
It's just fucking
unreal
weird
to me.
Fucking weird.
It's weird, right? It's another world.
Yeah, because now, like, I have to announce, like, when I was dating in the past, it was like, oh, when do you have free? Can we go out tomorrow? And I'm like, yeah. Now it's like, oh, I'm free in 2 weeks. And also, I have three kids, so yeah, it's fun. Good times.
Trey's travels. She's spreading her wings and her legs.
First of all, that is the most aggressive song I've ever heard. And again, I wish.
What? I don't even know where to start. I can't believe I like been waiting my whole life for this episode. So
yeah,
I guess the first thing we all know is that you're on dating sites.
Yeah, not by choice, but it is what it is.
Do you have like what's your move on dating sites? Do you when they swipe and you guys are a match, do you instantly have a conversation with them there? Like, when do they get to have your like phone number? When do they know about the kids? Like, do you have like a procedure here, or is it just a free for all? Is it just depending on the guy?
I mean, it definitely depends on each person. On Bumble, when you match with somebody, the conversation will not start and it will expire until the girl reaches out first.
Whoa.
So I usually just send like a wink face or something just to start it. And then they come back with some like weird pickup line more than often than not.
Oh, so brutal.
Yeah, it's just weird. And then
what's like the worst pickup lines that you've gotten?
Oh, the worst was, oh my God, aren't you married? And I was like, wow. Wow. All right.
That's not a pickup line.
It's not a pickup line. It's just their opening. No. And it's like, oh, so not only you know who I am, but like you're keeping track of me, which is weird.
Yeah. And like that doesn't make me want to flirt with you when you start with, are you married?
No. Bye. I'm like, unmatch. And then weirder, they always talk about my eyes. Mm-hmm. That's like one of the first things
that like annoys me, because it's the obvious it's like, go-to. It's so
it's almost like
no
I'd rather
involved.
You come up with anything else.
They have to know that your inbox is going to be all about your eyes.
Yeah, that's the first thing. They're always like, wow, your eyes are amazing, or I swiped because of your eyes. Or
guys are dumb. Like, look at her profile, mention something, make it funny, like be interesting.
Yeah.
Do you think when she's looking at her inbox and it's just 40 messages in a row that like, wow, you have beautiful eyes. Oh, really? Never heard that one before. The fuck?
I mean, it's weird, but
be creative. Like, if you want to get into a girl's pants, you have to work harder.
Oh, you're gonna have to work really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're gonna have to put all your effort in.
Alan, if you were single on a dating app, what would you do?
What would your pickup line
be? Like, what would your opener be? You like, would you go for the obvious? Like, I don't know. She's got a selfie with a huge bright blue eyes staring into your soul. Do you have to know every guy is gonna say the same line? How do you stand out?
I don't know how to answer this because
you're not
I've
on them.
Never stood out on dating apps when I was on them.
Oh,
like, I am really bad at anything like that.
But you're witty. You didn't come up with something charming to message them.
If I'm being honest,
no,
like,
because like my witty comes across either like I'm an asshole or I'm a weirdo.
I mean, I can see that.
Give us an example right now.
I don't have an example.
I could totally see that without him even explaining it. I said this before, and on the last time we spoke about me like not being married anymore, whatever, So you were like, oh, your dating profile is so aggressive and it's so mean.
Did
like,
you change it?
No, but I told you, like, guys respond to it like they have to qualify.
Uh-huh.
And they're always like, most of them will start out and be like, I'm 6'1". I have a job. It's a great job. I have benefits and this and that. I do not live with my mom. And
I have benefits.
And I don't want kids or something, or like more kids of my own. They'll always start off like checking, making sure that they check all the boxes. Or some will be like, I mean, I have a job. I don't live with my mom, but I'm 5'7". Like, can it be looked past? And I'm like, oh, he's so cute. I'm not. And I'm like, it's nothing against you. People have preferences.
People have preferences.
It's like, if I told you I was 6'4", wouldn't you unmatch me?
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, it's nothing against people. And like, people are great, whatever. Some of the guys are really, really nice. I just it's you get a vibe literally off the bat. There have been guys that I'm like, wow, you started out great. Like, I don't remember that one guy who I sent you the conversation. I think it was to you and Sabotage.
What was the conversation about?
Something he hit me with, like baby girl or something right out the gate. And me and you were cracking up. And I was like, very brazen. Mm-hmm. But like, I'll give you points for like having confidence to use that word in our opening fucking conversation. Because mm-hmm. even though like I'm like weirded out by how fast that came out, I appreciate the confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no one hits me with that. So when you do, I'm like, all right. Like,
you stand out.
It made me be like weird. Flex, but like, it also made me like hear you out.
Yeah,
like, I want to know what other confidence you have in there.
What happened to that guy?
No.
Do you feel like, though, honest question, because I feel like in this fast-paced dating world, that like what you said, like, I kind of know immediately I'm not into it or it's over it. Maybe you're passing up like a good guy because
first 3, 4, 5 sentences, I'm like,
is that really possible to know? Yeah, because
you just see, you either have like an instant connection. Some guys will like.
But how,
like,
do you have an instant connection via chat message?
Not instant connection, like, oh my God, I found my husband.
No,
like,
but
instant
connection
where like, wow, he gets my like humor. Mm. I'm like able to be smart back with him. Like, I'm very like witty banter back and forth will get me every time.
But that's so hard to determine via text.
It isn't when they know the only way to get to my text is to keep me in the conversation on the dating app. Like, if I unmatch you on the dating app, you're not even going to get into my inbox.
Right.
Like, you'll never text me. And sometimes a guy will be like, oh, hey, so happy we matched, blah, blah, blah. I'm never on here. Just text me instead. And I'm like, hard pass.
Yeah.
You think, oh, you're getting my number in 3 seconds, unmatch. Like,
yeah.
It's not happening. Like, and sometimes I'll have a really great conversation with a guy. And then I'll be like, at what point do you ask for my number? And he's like, oh, shit. All right.
I was just going to say, like, when do you feel
and
like...
I'll sort of be like, I think you should ask me for my number now. Like, I'll take the lead myself if I have to. Like,
do you feel like you have to be careful how many people get your number because you could have like
40
new numbers in your phone?
Nope. Because know what I do?
What?
I take your profile picture, save it to my thing, add it to, say your name is, give me a name.
Bob.
I put Bob and then it says B for Bumble. And then I put your picture on there. So anytime it comes up, like Bob B, Charlie B,
Bob
Anthony B, whatever it is, I'm like, oh, I remember I met him on Bumble and blah, blah, blah. And then when their picture comes up, I'm like, oh, that's who it was. Because otherwise I just have these random fucking guys in my phone.
This
and then if
technique.
I choose not to answer them, I just won't.
Do you delete them out of your phone? Or can I look through your phone? Will there be like a bunch
of
B?
No, I do delete them because it's a waste of conversation. And if I'm over them, when they text me, I'll be like, I didn't give out my number recently. I deleted them to remember that they were fucking boring and I don't have to scroll through the conversation. So I do delete
them. Has that happened? You deleted someone and they message you again. You're like, who is this?
No. And then I see their picture come up and I'm like, oh, yeah, no, I delete them for a reason. But like, if I give you my number, it's because we had a good conversation. So mm-hmm. I send you straight up conversation screenshots all the time because I'm like, look at this conversation. Like, you know, it's going pretty well. Or like, look at this fucking clown and look what he said and blah, blah,
What's
blah.
What's a good conversation to you? Like, what are you looking for in that aspect?
Like a good conversation
Someone
starter.
Make you laugh.
Yeah, is like somebody who can be sarcastic with me because I'm extremely sarcastic back. And like not like, oh, how's your weekend? Do you have plans? Is boring to me. Like me being like, some guy was like, wow, 3 kids. I don't really picture you. You don't look like a mom. Or like, and I'm like, oh, why not? And then like, go ahead, talk about it. But like, as long as you're acknowledging I have kids,
mm-hmm.
and then you're like, wow, you look good. Didn't expect you to be a mom, but like, mm-hmm. good for you. Like, I never thought like, and then you could see, they give you bios because they want you to describe yourself. If you look into my bio and you get some of information out of it and use that against me, good for you.
Yeah.
I'm giving you a blueprint to what I like, don't like, what I have and what I don't have. And you, if you use that, then you're fucking smart. If you don't, then you're an idiot.
Well, men by nature are right. Idiots.
Well, that's why I'm single.
I'm just saying. I don't know. I wonder how this is all going to end up. Like, are you going to meet the love of your life via internet? Is it going to be someone in person? Like, there's so many. The possibilities are endless.
All right. I love it. I don't want to be too honest because I don't like letting people too much into my life now because I did that one time. And okay. I was an idiot.
Yes.
But if I'm going to be honest, I've had like two like mini relationships, I guess. They weren't boyfriends. I wouldn't call them a boyfriend, but like it was a relationship-ish headed towards there where it was more serious that we were talking. One wanted kids and I had to dead it, but I found out later on, which was disappointing because he had told me up front that he didn't want kids and that he was cool with not having kids and then switched. So that pissed me off, but whatever. That was one, but it like took a lot of conversations to get to that. I mean, like all day, every day. And then another one I found out was like a fucking tool and didn't let go of his ex. And I had to find out through
do not call that a mini relationship. No, I hate him. He doesn't deserve
you know who
that.
It is. Yeah. No, but it was headed towards a relationship. That's what it was going to get to.
Ew, no, it wasn't.
Yeah, it wasn't. Just because you hated him doesn't it mean was it wasn't
not,
there.
It was not there. Kid was a straight clown. This is why I need
because
to pick
you
your
hate
boyfriend.
Him.
Because he was a clown.
Because you hate him.
And he was a clown. And he wasn't that cute. You've dated cuter.
Thank you.
Fuck him. Sorry, I'm okay. So angry. What else can I say about
no,
him?
No, but anyway, so these were two, like I said, I wouldn't call them relationships because they weren't there yet, but that's two people that I was,
the
like
first one
that,
for sure.
The first one for sure.
That's a no-brainer.
For sure, but whatever, it's that's
but you know what,
past.
I respect
also,
your...
it was because of fan intervention that things got to where it didn't go. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Because fans continue to insert themselves in my relationship
good.
And everything, it's
that shows
fucking
his,
up.
That shows his character,
no,
though. How many? Because there's going to be guys that are going to brush that off, and other guys are going to let them or crumble under the pressure.
Well, no, I mean it does help me like
weed
defer.
Out.
Yeah,
yeah.
But
you can't be with someone that gets fucking obliterated by strangers on the internet. Like,
yeah. Well,
it's just it comes with the package with who you are. Unfortunately,
well, that's the hardest part of this. It's like. It's not like I'm just a single mom who has three kids and like that's like their biggest obstacle is right. Like having to deal with like three kids by somebody else. My other obstacle is like I have 500,000 people
mm-hmm.
wondering what's up
mm-hmm.
and like who like I can post like a picture or video and I'll get of like an arm and I'll get like 100 messages of people being like, is this the new guy? Is this him? We can't wait to see him. And I'm like, bro, it's an arm. It's all right.
That's
but also,
I
don't know if I'm ever going to post somebody's face. I don't know if I'm ever going to do it.
I don't think you should.
Because
well, I think
I
you
feel
should specifically
like,
find someone that's like, I don't want to be involved in whatever you've got going on.
Right.
Like,
but it's also hard because I can't get rid of that. It's never going to go away.
No, I agree. But there's a way that they don't have to be, they don't have to like get off on it. You know what I mean? They don't have to start posting more because they have more followers, like kind of thing.
No. I'm not, I don't want them to be into that at all. Like, I don't want them to be into that. I don't even know.
Was your ex not into that? He was definitely. Into it.
No, he oh which the married ex?
No, your actual ex, your real ex.
Yeah.
Yeah, he loved it.
I mean, I think that there's a lot of benefit, like people are benefiting it from it of where he is. People are benefiting from the exposure.
Right.
Sure.
So that's what I'm saying.
I don't want
you need to find the opposite of that. Somebody
I need to
that
find
like
the...
you have to force to be like, can I please mention you on the podcast? And they're like,
no, not even
don't.
That. Like, I don't even want to tag like a person so that people can follow him ever. Even if I do happen to post his face, I hope that no
Alan,
one knows him.
Did I not say this to you the other night?
You did.
I was like,
it needs to be somebody that she does not post.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're just not there
yeah.
entirely for the reason of like if even if they are the best person in the world, suddenly you have 1,000 other people that are just trying to get into their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is
for
a,
no good reason.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, and that's also the thing is like people will follow them because they want to. And I've told people this before. I was like, for the first person that I was just talking about, I've told him he's like not into that at all. And I was like, you know,
that was perfect. He was perfect. He's a great example.
I don't even like I can't even talk about it. But he was very much like, I don't really want for people to follow me or know about me. But like, I understand that you have to deal with that.
Yeah, that's exactly what you need. Yeah. Someone that understands your lifestyle, but like maybe doesn't even use social media besides to like fucking just, you know, swipe, scroll every once in a while. Doesn't
yeah.
post religiously. Like someone yeah. who just doesn't care.
It's very hard to find.
It's not that hard to find.
You know what I mean? Like somebody who is able to handle all of what I have to deal with, plus all of my kids and all of it's a lot.
It's a lot.
And not like I'm vividly looking
for it.
It's
a challenge.
Like, I'm kind of just like,
that's why any guy that wins your heart, it's going to be, they're up for a challenge. So it's, they have to put in the work. Mm-hmm. It's going to be work.
Yeah.
But that's why you're going to know that they're worth it.
Yeah.
Because they're going to have to go above and beyond the normal, like, I like you, you like me. They're going to have to make sacrifices.
Yeah.
But that's good. That's
You would say that first one was a relationship?
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Yes.
All right. And then this is why I'm like very...
Yeah, you got fucked twice in a row. Yeah.
It's this bullshit. Is why I'm very much like, I don't want to meet anybody now, because I feel like when I finally opened up and started trusting one person who pretty much knew everything about me in detail and what I've been through and what I haven't and what I can't handle and blah, blah, blah. Like, I still couldn't even trust that person. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like, why would I do this again? Like, why would I continually do this to myself?
Yeah. Like, why open your heart up to someone that's going to like wound it? And hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
I applaud you for how you feel about kids, that you're done and that you won't change that stance for like love. Do you know
I don't even
a lot of women will do that. They'll I don't want kids, but you know, he really wants them, so like, because that's doing it for the wrong reasons.
No, and that's what you asked me just before. You were like, at what point do you tell a guy like, I have kids or I don't want kids or blah blah? I tell them right off the bat when we match. I'm like, when they're like, oh, so what do you do for a living? And I'm like, I tell them, and then I'm like, also I'm a stay-at-home mom of three kids, so like, it's a lot. Hurry up, you can run if you need to. Like, I'm getting it all out there now. And I was like, also, like, I don't really want to waste your time, but like, I never want to have kids again, so let me just put that out there.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it's not a very intense conversation. It's not like too much up front, because I'm just like straight up like, listen, I don't want to waste your fucking time either. Like,
yeah
so like, if you want kids, like, no doubt, this was a good talk, we had a good time, good luck on this app, but like, I gotta fucking go.
Yeah, you know what though, it's funny because it shows you how like a role reversal, because when a woman meets a man that doesn't want kids, she's always like, oh, I could change his mind. Like,
no, you can't.
He'll give in. Whatever. No,
and women, you know, you can't, because I do not want kids and there was nothing you can get. I literally lost a guy because I don't want kids.
Yeah, a guy you really liked.
A guy I really liked, yeah. And a guy that was literally perfect for me.
Yeah.
Jess is the biggest advocate. And
but listen, his biggest mistake was not being upfront with you once he realized it was a want of his.
Mm-hmm.
You can't fault him for realizing that. You know,
no, but the only problem was I up front, because the relationship went from 0 to 100 very quickly, mm-hmm. because he was a friend that I had said a fucking 100 times, I think you should be with somebody so you can have kids. And I tried to push him away for a very long time and he kept coming back.
Yeah, but think about it. Okay, so, like, think about yourself in his position, right? Beautiful girl, a friend, starting to fall in love with you. And he's like, I'm okay with not having kids. She's worth it to me. Like, I can get over that. And puts it in the back of his mind. And then things get more and more serious and kind of come to that realization. Like, shit, I do want kids. And like I said, his biggest mistake was not telling you directly when he realized that, and for continuing the relationship without.
Yeah, but it's whatever. It happens. You live and learn.
It happens. It's
and
gonna
that
happen.
Relationship pushed me to make other things happen. So it was like thankful and grateful.
Yeah, whatever. I think that's how you ended up in the second one. You're calling a relationship because he was not even close to what you needed.
No, he wasn't. It was just something that like I saw potential in. It wasn't something that I was rushing into, but it was something that I was like, out of all the conversations that I've had with anyone, he's the only best. Person that I have like such a deep, like there would be hours where we'd go on dates and just talk for like hours and hours, and like just he'd ask me a million things and just wanted to know everything. And I'm like, that's what I need, like somebody who genuinely wants to get to know me and isn't like just there for sex, because nothing happened between me and that person,
right?
Ever. Good. So
that's how it should be,
right? But that's what I'm saying is like, I really appreciated that, because he genuinely wasn't even looking for that, like eventually obviously, but like he was the one who was like putting halts on it. Whatever. So anyway, back onto dating apps. That's where I am now. And I'm so quick to just like be like, this conversation is so boring to me. There's no like,
you've got
spark.
No patience. Yeah.
There's no anything. And I have yet to like match with somebody who I'm like, one, I physically am very attracted to this person. And two, like I have like all the connection that I need from them, like of let's like go into text or let's go into like going on a date. Like, I don't really want to waste my fucking time.
I know, but I feel like
everyone's like boring to me. Dating. Everyone is so boring. I know, but I have to have like some type of like pull towards him to want to go out with him. And I don't
know that via staring at a computer screen. Sometimes we've talked about this. is, and you've admitted this is true, sometimes when you're in person with somebody, like,
they're different.
Their personality shines. You see their swag. Like, and I'm just, I don't want you to pass him like a good dude because, like, in the moment, he's not quick enough for you. Or, like, I don't know. You know what I mean?
No,
like,
I get what you're saying. I'm just very, like, I say it all the time to you. Like, there's so many things that'll turn me on about somebody, and I'll be like, wow, that really, like, caught my attention. But the turnoffs are quicker.
Yeah.
Once you turn me off, like, there's no, for me, I can't see past it.
There's no coming back.
Like, I just can't see past it. Every time you text me, I'll be like, ugh.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, one, and it's bad because I don't have, like, a list of things that turn me off. It's just the way people approach things that I could be like, ugh.
I personally think after Corey fucked on you, I personally think your whole search has been, like, you've sabotaged yourself. That's just my opinion.
I agree because I don't think you're looking into that situation.
I think you know, like, your profile didn't get angry until that happened.
I didn't have a profile until after that was over.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I just feel like even the guys you're picking, like, even the way you're like they've got to be, like, so quick. I don't know. It's just, it's to me, it seems like you're purposely, like, trying to not find someone that can, like, be a good person.
Am I being honest right now? Is because I hate to do this, but I compare everything to that one relationship post-divorce. Mm-hmm. And even though it was short-lived, it was something that would have gone the distance.
Yeah.
And that's why it's extremely frustrating to me, because I'm not holding on to him. I'm holding on to, like, or I'm not able to let go of, like, how it all happened. It was just very out of nowhere.
It was super sudden.
It was the most crazy experience I've ever had, like, in my life talking to somebody. So it was like a whirlwind romance. That's all it was. Literally flights. That's what it was, flights. I mean, who flies? Whatever. Let's just move on.
I feel like his...
I don't really want to make this about him, though. I don't want to give him the satisfaction of this being about him.
I'm not going to say just it's him. I think it's like the
experience after. That was the closest I got to, like, thinking that anything could ever happen for me again.
And it can, and it will, and you'll have all these things, but I am concerned with, like, some of the people and some of the, like, it's like you've done a flip and you really, like, it's not that you want to be hurt, but it's almost like you're looking to just,
I don't think you realize, yeah, you are.
Mm-hmm. It just, he was different. He was your type, but, like, not your type. And that's what he
needed.
No,
he wasn't even my type, which is weird.
And, like, look how you say, like, I actually saw, like, a future. Do you know what I mean?
No, I did. And that was the scariest thing to me ever. But you let
yourself get comfortable with someone that wasn't your type. And
it was because I knew him.
That's what I'm saying. Sometimes to get to know these people.
No, I known him for years and years and years.
But if you...
And it blew my mind that somebody I had known the whole time, I never even saw interest in.
Yeah.
And then it flipped. And then out of nowhere... But, like, I'm not going to go dating my fucking friends. I'm not going to do that. This was somebody that I haven't seen in, like, 15 years. So, whatever. That was my problem, is it shouldn't have happened at that time. It should have been down the road once I started, like, just getting out there and doing what I had to do first, and then and then ending on that.
Yeah.
However, it started my dating experience, which was the fucking worst thing that could have happened.
You're like, oh, wow, back to back cocksuckers.
I don't want to make it like that, because, like, I feel like I can't, like, put him down like that, but it's frustrating. It's frustrating. That's all it is.
It is frustrating.
Because for somebody who I swore up and down that I would never, ever be able to, like, feel anything again, like, I did.
Maybe that was his purpose.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why he came into your life.
Yep.
To show you, like, hey, like,
I think that's the that mini relationship was the reason that, like, I actually was able to ever go on a date again, though, for sure.
Yeah.
Because I don't even think I would be now if I didn't have that one thing that. Like, it was depressing and also, like, enlightening at the same time. It was very weird.
I understand how that could be both. I can understand. It's okay for that to be both of those things in one, you know? But I don't know. I really hope the next guy you meet is not somebody that you pick yourself. I hope it's someone a friend introduces you to.
I have to say, though, I did date outside my type, one guy outside my type.
And you didn't hate him?
No, I liked him.
I love said it, like, so you didn't hate him, right?
No, now. I liked him, but, like, there were things that he would do that I was like, this is why I don't date you guys. This is exactly why. Like, just corny shit. And I'd be like, really? I'd be like, this is why I go right back to my type. Mm-hmm. Because he was such a good looking guy, financial advisor really in the city, made tons of money, super successful, what's destined to own the company one day. Great guy, totally aligned with my family and my brothers and everything. And just the level
making your life harder.
It's the so level of like corny. The level of corny was just sometimes I would
example,
be
please.
Honestly, I don't even know. Like, oh, okay, on one of our dates, he was like, all right, so I've never you told me about, like, because he was like, oh, what's an experience that you had in your past that like changed you? And I was like, so I was on this weird fucking show. It was so fucking, he's like, oh, tell me about it, blah, blah, blah. And like made me physically watch it with him.
You watched Jerseylicious with
him?
He
was like,
you don't know to not do that by now?
No, he like, I fucking went to the bathroom and he's like, I had to look it up. And I was like, you had to look what up? And he was like, I had to look up the show. And I was like, oh my God, why the fuck? And the whole time I was like this. I was like, and he's hysterically laughing. And I'm like, this is not funny. This is so fucking weird to me. And I like got creeped out by it.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I should have never told him, but he was so like, tell me this and tell me that. And like, he was like learning stuff about me. So I was like, oh, cool. I can open up. This kid doesn't know shit about the show. So I can say like, oh, so I had this weird experience on TV one time. And he'd be like, oh, shit's weird. Whatever. Move on. No, he was like, I have to see it. And I was like, no. And from there, I was like, I can't.
Do that on your own fucking time. Don't tell me that you do it.
Uh-huh. Like, please.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. It was just weird. And that was like that was one example. Like, there was other things, but like just his demeanor. It was his mannerisms or something about him. And I was like, I don't know how long I could do this for. Like, just like and then when he was drinking, he like lost all his swag and became supercorn.com. It was weird. Like, I was like, I tried so hard to just date outside. And he's like, you're exactly my type. And I was like, oh, are we being honest? And he was like, yeah. I'm like, you're the opposite of my type, but I'm taking like a chance to meet a different type of guy. And he was like, oh, what's your type? And I showed him and he's like, oh, I know that guy. And I'm like, bro, what? Like, what do you mean? It was so weird.
You showed him a random meathead?
No, he was like, yeah. No, I showed him somebody who like I had talked to in the past, and he was like, show me a guy like that, like an ex of somebody that your type.
Him?
He like went to high school with him. I was like, bro, this is so fucking awkward. And I was like, oh, LOL.
It's so sick how you go outside the circle
and you still get, he's from here. He's from this area.
Oh my God.
He's from this area. And I was like, bro, never mind.
What about, has online dating been any fun? Has there been any like, I don't know, has there been any like things that have happened that you're like, this was a good time?
Yeah. I went to the fucking Statue of Liberty like on a boat one night on a date. Like, how sick. He's like, all right, we're going to go like, he's like, do you want to go on my boy's boat? Like, he's actually going to be at the place that we're going out to dinner. Do you want to like jump on the boat and like go to Statue of Liberty after? I was like, oh my God, it's so cool. Like, I've never done that, Char. And we went and it was like so fun and so beautiful. I was like, wow, this is amazing. And then like, I kind of was like, he was a great guy. He just literally worked 24/7 and he was in the union. So it was like nonstop physical labor. So there wasn't like a time where like it was slow at work and he could text me. Like, he'd be like, oh, I just got home at 9 and then fall asleep at 9:30. And I'm like, listen, it's nothing against you. You're a great guy and I really liked him. He was cool, but like I was like, you just have no time for me. And it's not your fault, because I really do appreciate how hard you work. I was like, I just don't think you have time for like a girl right now. Like, I really just don't. I think you just need to really work on that and like focus on work, and then maybe down the line. But like right now, I need
fucking
way too.
Tracy's like, you need to work on you.
No, I just like, I need too much fucking attention that like I can't never talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know you're at work all day, so I don't want to bother you at work. And then when you get home, I'm like, oh, well, once he showers and eats and like lays on the couch or whatever, like we could bullshit and talk and get to know each other. But he'd fall asleep and go to bed, or like go back to work for another 12-hour shift. And I'm like, yo, I'm never going to talk to this guy.
I think all of these are all good. Like, you know, Sabotage tells me all the time how sick she is of dating. And I'm
but
like,
Sabotage would be like, oh my God, you never text me. Like, I need to know why you're doing and why you're ghosting me. I'm going to crawl up in a corner with Xanax. And I'm just like, bro, maybe you just don't have time for me. And it's not on you. It's your work and whatever.
Kind of like piecing. It's like a puzzle. They're piecing together what you need, what
and
you don't like.
And it's weird
because
I truly have, if I could take a piece of this guy and a piece of this guy and a piece of this guy, they'd be perfect.
Yo, that's what dating is.
And I know that. And I know that. And it's just more of just like, you're never going to find the perfect guy. It's like, what pieces are most imperative to you?
Yes.
And so that's when I'm like learning through all these, like, yes, that one guy from the city, like if I could have his views on life and like views on like, he was like, oh my God, like I can't wait to meet your parents and they seem so cool. And I was just like, what the, I've never heard anyone tell me that. But like, he was like, because I was on, he was on speaker one time and I was talking to my mom, blah, blah, blah. And he was like listening. He's like, wow, she sounds so fun. Like,
can I ask you a question? Because I think a lot of the guys that you're into are like not the kind of guys that you bring home to your parents.
Well, the deal is my parents fucking hate my type.
But hear me out for a second. Now that you're older, you've got kids and you've rebuilt this relationship with them. Isn't that important that you bring someone home that like you can all hang out at the beach house? You can go to dinner.
Yeah, no, it's important that he be a part of my life and want to be around all of them. That's super important to me. But at the same time, it's like I'm not going to change what I'm physically attracted to just so that they like him.
No, I don't. But they,
I think they gave up on that a long time ago where they were like, oh, what about this guy? And I was like, really? And then I bring home this guy and they're like, oh, honey.
A guy that's your type, but like is still like not trying to be a hardo around your family.
No, no, it's not that. It's more of just like their first physical view of somebody. Like,
sure, it's intimidating.
It's intimidating, especially for the type that I normally go for. They're like, what the fuck?
Ugh, they're like my nightmare. Like, I do not want Cecily bringing home
any guy that I've ever talked
to.
Got it. Cool. Please, no big deal. No problem.
Please go find the banker in the city and bring him
home. And like, I liked him. That's why I gave him a chance. Cause I was like, he's so cool. Like, he talks about everything. And like, he'd be like, let's play 21 questions and like ask me a million things and like be like, oh, why'd you say this or blah, blah, blah. And like, literally want to know things about me. It was just more like,
I'm just saying, and I'm not trying to stereotype all of your type. Okay. Cause they're not all like this.
No, they're all variations of each other, though.
I think your parents assume that when you bring home the meathead with the tattoos, that they're going to have like loser qualities, like that they're not, you know, working a 9-to-5 or not. Like, I feel like if you brought home a guy that like looked like that, but like was responsible and polite,
and
that they oversee all of that stuff. 100%. They look past it. But I think a lot of your type tends to like, I don't know, like they're still, you know, going
partying
to the club.
I know.
Wearing those fucking weird sunglasses.
I know who you're talking about. Jessica, you can't physically attack him.
You're like, you don't even know him. I don't even know him.
When I tell you guys, I have a confession, and this should have been on the last episode, but like, I am like weirdly obsessed with
with herself. That's what this,
guy who's me in male form.
She shows me all right, let me just explain. She shows
wait,
me
don't
a picture.
Say too much because this person knows like everybody I know.
Shows
so I need
me
to,
a
like,
picture
low key talk about
of this guy. He's wearing a leopard button down
way too much
to like his fucking nipple. Okay, like his whole chest is open.
I'm joking.
He's got obviously an energy drink in one hand. Like a cigar behind his ear, a backwards hat. He's wearing like these sunglasses. He's inside taking a mirror selfie with these thick ass sunglasses. And I just said, I think his jeans are ripped. And I said, Tracy, you can't be with this man. Imagine you two walking into an establishment. Everyone would turn around and be like, who are these people? Like, what is happening?
I'm crying.
You need to find someone that balances you, that not is you, that like,
I literally, and it's so funny because I showed Sammy and like I talk about him all the time and I have no idea who he is. I never met him. Let me be very clear. We have no interaction. I just like admire him from afar. And
it's like
Sammy, it
crush.
Is literally a schoolgirl crush. And Sammy's like, why don't you just talk to him? And I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. And she was like, why? Because you know the second he hits you up, you're not going to be interested. And I'm like, of course, because that's how I am, Sammy. Like, the second a guy gives me attention, I'm like fucking over it. I'm like,
I was horrified when she showed me this kid's picture. I was like, no. Like,
I'm
no.
literally dying, you guys. Stop.
I just can't. Like, we just can't. He's the equivalent to you, like, showing up in, like, fur boots with that dollar sign cape that you wear.
I am fucking sweating. He's literally me in male form, which is super not okay.
I've never seen anything
way
like it.
Way too extra
Tracy,
for normal life.
I'm not trying
life.
To, like, bash your type or, like, people that you think are
but
attractive.
But he's not
I appreciate,
even my
like, part of, like, it's part of, like, what makes you you. Like, it's part of why you're crazy. Like, and I love that about you. But Jesus Christ.
This human is, like, super extra human.
Please.
He's not even normal.
Thank you.
And I make fun of it to all my friends. And I'm like, oh, who are we talking about? My future boyfriend. And they're like, you'd have to actually speak to him. I'm like, guys, I don't want to speak to him because I know he's going to be a fucking tool when I need him.
Oh, my God. I beg of you, send a picture to Alan right now. Please let Alan see a picture.
Alan, ready?
Alan.
Oh, I'm definitely not ready. But
no, you're not.
Send it in the group. I want to be reminded of what he looks like.
Hold on.
And it has to be the picture you showed me.
I have a few that I'm sending for sure.
Oh, my God. I guess that's what I'm trying to.
Let me also clarify. There are no rips in the jeans, but she was right about the energy drink and the fucking hat.
I'm sure the jeans are way too fucking tight.
Oh my God. I don't, honestly, he's not even my type. He's like way too pretty. Like with, I can't even give too much information out, but yeah, I don't know. It's just, it's like a low key schoolgirl crush. It's weird. It's fucking weird. If I'm being honest, it's weird. He's literally a Ninja Turtle. That's what we're going to call it. He's a fucking Ninja Turtle. What is Batter Daddy?
Oh my God. I'm so excited to see what this is. Is it the picture in the leopard outfit?
Of course.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You guys, I'm down to make fun of this. It's because I don't know what it is. Also, I like somebody who can like make fun of himself. And that's exactly what he does all the time. And I'm always like laughing. And we. Yeah, me and Sammy. Like I'm always sending shit to her. And she's like, can you stop? And I'm like, I can't.
You're sure you sent it to the right group chat, right?
Yeah. Hey, Alan.
Okay.
Maybe it didn't go through
yet.
Oh,
oh no. There it is.
Oh, no. Why didn't you just tell the picture number three, Alan?
Picture number three, Alan.
All right. Here's what else I forgot to mention in this horrendous picture. Mm-hmm. His jeans are cuffed at the bottom. His sneakers are open.
You're giving so much detail. These people are going to know who he is.
His diamond encrusted ear is larger than anything I've ever worn.
This dude looks like his name is either Vinny.
Don't laugh if he says it.
Or Polly.
It isn't actually Alan. Like
he calls his mom Ma.
For sure.
But calls girls he's dating bitch.
I'm joking. Guys, when I literally tell you this is something that will never happen, I will never expose this person because it will be mortifying if he ever found out.
Alan, the third picture, what do you call those? Like, what are those glasses? They're not even sunglasses. They're like, see, they're clear.
I can't.
No, those the are
detail
like...
in Jessica's explanations are need to stop.
I hate this guy.
They're plastic lenses.
I'm dead. Like... I'm fucking dead.
Oh, he's got a tattoo that says mom.
No, don't. Does he? You no. have to stop giving away information.
I didn't. Why is he wearing a huge pinky ring, bro?
Oh my God, I'm done.
Alan, look at the pinky ring.
I'm done. I'm literally sweating, you guys. My lashes are falling off.
Wait. Does his neck say
There's a possibility. Yep. Yep, it does.
Okay.
Yep.
What happened to you his in your knuckles, childhood?
You're bleeping this also, Alan, but know. His knuckles say I am done.
I need to know.
Alan, make sure you cut
what that. Uncle fondled you as a child that you
Jesus Christ
find this person like this is it.
I don't know. I don't have
something
an explanation.
Went wrong. You're from a really nice town. You were raised in a really nice house. You have a fucking beach house. Like there's no shot that
Tracy,
this is
this guy screams I'm not paying you alimony.
Don't worry, I'm not getting it anyway.
Tracy, listen to Alan. Thank you, Alan. You just said what I've been trying to say. He screams, I'm not paying you alimony. You don't need another one.
I'm never getting married again, so you guys could stop.
This is like, I want you to sign a prenup, but I don't want to sign one.
I would definitely have to sign one. Are you kidding me?
For sure.
Oh, my God.
I'm never getting married again. So Alan, any other comments before we move on? Because you've been killing it. You've been really nailing this one.
My favorite part was he calls his mom, but his girl, bitch. Alan, it's so judgmental.
And
I
wasn't right about the cigar behind the ear, but sure enough, in the next picture,
he's holding one.
He's got it.
Also, what kind of loser has like white jeans with a zipper?
We don't know. Like, Alan, I wish I could explain to you what this little weird crush is. I have no fucking explanation for it.
This grown man is in white head to toe, white jeans, a white tee, and a white hat.
My heart hurts.
He spent more on that chain than he did his mattress.
I can't. I'm done.
It's on the floor.
I'm done.
Oh my God. Tracy, you cannot... I understand this is who you're physically attracted to. You need
that's
to find a
I'm
variation
saying.
Of this that's not quite this. This is too much.
I told you I never want to really actually talk to this person because I know that 2 seconds into it, I'm going to be like, what a fucking loser. I know that. That's why I'm just enjoying my far away Monet crush.
I'm going to give you this pass and that like I've seen multiple friends and I've gone through it too. Like after a significant breakup, when the feelings are still like, you know, I'm never going to find love again. I'm never going to have this again. You go to the people that you're like, all right, there's no fucking way I'm going to find it with this person.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, for sure. I'm sabotaging. Well, I also don't know if I ever want to get married again. So
you will. I know that.
I mean, I feel that, like, I would be like, if Rachel and I were to get divorced at some point,
before they're even married.
Whoa.
Alan.
I know now, like, if that were to happen, I'm not going to have a second marriage. Because, like, at that point, what's the purpose?
Love, Alan. What, ever hear of it?
No.
Yeah, you can have love without having to be married.
Yeah, I don't think I'll ever sign a paper.
I'll tell you why Tracy's going to get married, though, because she's going to find somebody that's going to take in not just her, but her three children and be a father to those kids. And that marriage will mean a lot to the entire family.
I feel like marriage has scarred me.
And I also think that when Tracy is there, it's going to be the one and a done deal. Do you know what I mean?
And it's not going to be the guy that's wearing a Rolex.
No.
And I say Rolex because it's definitely not an actual Rolex.
No, it is. If I can't give you the details right now, but I'll tell you after. It's fun. It definitely is.
That makes me nervous.
Yeah, I can't say it now because it would give it away who it was right away, but I can't say it away.
It's
Calvin Klein.
Does his job including rhyme with schmealing schmugs?
What? What the fuck? Stealing mugs?
Alan?
Huh?
Does his profession rhyme with schmealing schmugs?
Stealing hugs?
Asking if he's dealing.
Oh! Wow, that took way too long.
He's not a hug dealer, I know that.
No, he's not. No, he's not.
Yeah, dude, I mean, listen, this is why, and I said this to Sabotage because she was like, are you concerned about, I don't know why I'm doing the Joanne voice. She's like, are you concerned about Tracy? This is when you were dating the guy that I didn't like. And I said, not at all, because I know
she'll realize.
Yeah, I said, she's going to figure this one out on her own. Like, she's whatever shit you're going through, like, you'll snap out of it eventually. And like, you're going to have to. I encourage you to date, you know, the schmug schmealers and you know what I mean?
Can you just call them drug dealers? It's so weird. We say cock on this show. Like, I think drug dealing is okay to mention.
But you know what I mean? Like, there's a path you're going to take.
Let me be very clear. Trace, I have no intentions of actually dating this person.
I'm literally just
like admiring from afar. For what reason? I do not know.
I don't even mean him. I mean during Trey's travels and the places Trey's you will travels. Go.
Hmm.
You know,
what is Dr. Seuss day?
I am, you know, that's what I told Sabotage. I'm like, no, like Tracy needs to go through all of these stages.
Yeah.
And I even think getting heartbroken again wasn't the worst thing. I think you need to experience life out there. It hasn't even been, you know what I mean? Like, you've only been really putting yourself out there, especially with COVID. It hasn't been.
No, I haven't even really been. I haven't put myself out there at all.
At all. I don't know. Think about all these experiences you've gone through. It's, I don't know. There's always that like glimmer of hope or the excitingness when you click with somebody, right? Like, that feeling is exciting. This is going to be good. And you'll match with somebody that's the right person that has everything, that you don't have to just settle because they have X, Y, and Z. Listen, from now on, we're going to play the alimony game. You're going to send me a picture.
I'm not sending you anything.
Send me an Alan pictures and we'll tell you if he's paying alimony or not. And that's how we'll decide if to proceed forward.
This is a physical attack right here.
Oh, my God. All right, baddies. We'll be right back after the break. Trace traveled. She's spreading her wings and she's spreading her legs. Imagine being able to get professional counseling all from the comfort of your own living room.
Something is convenient, something that's professional, something that's affordable. Everything is confidential. There's hundreds of testimonials on their website that this is not a crisis line, but so many people have been using BetterHelp lately that they're actually recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. It's more affordable than traditional counseling and financial aid is available. They have so many broad range of expertise available: depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, anger, family conflicts, grief, self-esteem, and LGBTQ matters.
What BetterHelp does is they assess your needs, whatever you're going through, and then they match you with your own licensed professional therapist. So you're pretty much guaranteed to like this person, to feel comfortable around this person, and you can start communicating in under 24 hours. Now, if for some reason you don't like your professional counselor, they will find somebody else for you for free. So you're guaranteed to get help from somebody that you like and that you trust.
Join over 1 million people that take charge of their mental health. Go to betterhelp.com/bad examples. I want you guys to start living a happier life today. And as a listener, you guys are going to get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/bad examples.
These licensed professional counselors specialize in everything from depression to anger to stress, anxiety, relationships, trauma, anything you're going through, BetterHelp is there for you.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door with HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. HelloFresh lets you skip those trips to the grocery store and makes home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. I can attest to this because for me, cooking is not easy, it's not fun, and I spend way too much money at the grocery store. So for me, HelloFresh has literally changed the way that I make meals. HelloFresh offers convenient delivery right to your doorstep with easy home cooking for the whole family. The recipes are easy to follow, quick to make, and with simple steps and pictures to guide you along the way. Let me repeat that for you. Pictures. I cannot Google a recipe and make it because I can't follow 50 steps. I need it to be short and sweet, and the visuals are everything. It literally makes it a no-brainer. You can save 40% by using HelloFresh versus shopping at your local grocery store. And it's more convenient too. Go to HelloFresh.com/badexamples80 and use code examples80 to get $80 off across 5 boxes, including free shipping on your first box. They've done it all. They're doing it all. HelloFresh.com/examples80 and use code examples80. Yo, guess what Tracy just unlocked? And I'm not shocked. It's a fucking Woody.
Woody.
She unlocked a Woody. Yep. I love Best Fiends because Tracy unlocks Woodies. Do you ever feel like you're stressed out and then you play Best Fiends and you kind of like it kind of releases
it
your
me.
Yeah, it does, because you're like, wow, I'm actually good at something.
Yeah,
I could
good
beat
at
this.
A game, but whatever.
Kinda sometimes. I can beat this.
Forget Instagram, forget tweeting, TikToks, whatever. Go to Best Fiends and start scaling the leaderboard, please.
Best Fiends is free to download and literally has millions of 5-star reviews on the Apple App Store and Google Play.
And 100 million downloads, by the way.
Wow. So pretty much everyone's playing. Like, your mom's playing, your grandma's playing. We're all playing Best Fiends. Start playing with us.
I can't put it down. When Best Fiends says the fun never ends, they're not exaggerating. There's literally 5,000 levels and counting. I'm already on level 347.
No, you're not.
No, I don't stop. Like, my kids go and play, I'm on Best Fiends. But there's always another update, whether it's more levels or more fun games, more fan feedback.
Download Best Fiends for free today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's Friends without the
R.
Best Fiends!
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Okay. So this is the shit that I get all the time on DMs. Like, a guy will message me and sometimes, like, I don't know why, but they're not filtered through the, like, accept part or decline. It just comes right into your DM.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that? I don't know.
I don't know.
Some accounts are restricted and some aren't. I don't know how they figure that out, but some get through. And so when I open them, because I don't know what they are, this guy was like, you're gorgeous. I wrote, thank you. He goes, you have plans with me next week, so make sure your schedule's free. I was like, what?
I like that line.
I mean, I'd appreciate it if I didn't just open your DM for the first time. And like, we had been talking for a few and like, you like Mr. Bigged me and like was like, I'm coming out. I'm outside. Put on a dress and we're going to dinner. Cool. But like, this is not Sex in the City. This is DMs.
Yep.
So I was like, what? He's like, I said you have plans with me this weekend. I was like, who are you? He's like, I'm the best ever. I was like, I'm so confused. He's like, what are you confused about? My name is, you're hot. We should hang out. He was like, he knows somebody that I know. So I was like, oh, how do you know blank? And he was like, oh, I know her cousin. And then I was like, well, I don't even know what you even look like. And he was, so I added him. And I was like, oh my God, you're a baby. He's like, no, I'll be 26 next year. What? I was like, honey, I'll be 33 in a month. Divorce mom of three. I'm not really your vibe. Go enjoy these 21-year-old hoes. He's like, I'm not a baby. You're definitely my vibe. MILF alert. 21-year-old hoes are not a vibe.
Oh my God.
And I was like, oh, you're just trying to live out some MILF fantasy. Sorry, I'm not trying to be a check mark, but thanks for the offer. He's like, I didn't mean it like that. You're definitely a hot mom. You should be proud of it. And I was like, okay, I was like, I'm not into 25-year-olds. And he goes, well, what age do you want me to be? I'll be it. I was like, what I want you to be? 35, insanely successful. I was like, insanely successful, preferably divorced, so you're as damaged as I am. Not wanting kids of your own, just mine. He's like, I could be all that. I was like, LOL. He's like, I'm just trying to take you out. I was like, I appreciate it, but it's not what I need. He's like, oh, I'm so disappointed. I'll hit you up when I'm 30. I'm like, you realize that when you're 30, I'll be still 10 years older.
He's like I want to take you out with my dad's credit card.
Yeah, I was like, you're
she had fucking
this,
game, though.
This is the bullshit that I'm dealing with, though.
That's 20-year-old swag. That comes with, like, not being turned down that much. That
he wouldn't
swag.
Take no for an answer. And I was like, why am I even humoring this, like, weird conversation? But at the same time,
I'm
I was
telling
like,
you right now, you are not finding the next love of your life via Instagram.
No, and I didn't think I was. But I was just like, look at the brazenness. This is what I'm dealing with. Like, I'm not even dealing with normal humans. I'm dealing with, like, attacks, personal attacks.
Alan, do you agree that, like, anybody she meets on online dating, like, I think you should withhold your Instagram page? I think the same thing.
The problem is I was catfished one time, and I'll tell you that story, but I was catfished on a dating app. And
recently?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you. Okay. But so now I get their social media,
which is fine,
because I need to know that they're real.
Right.
I need to know that they're who they say they are. They didn't just post 75 pictures yesterday and made an account.
Here's the thing. For most normal people, you exchange socials, you're getting a certain picture of how they portray themselves via social, which might not even be.
But I don't even want to scroll through it. I just want to know that you're real.
Me and you have spoken about this before. Like, yeah. There's people we know mutually. We hate them on social media.
No.
They're horrible people.
I'm like, what the fuck? Oh, you know this many people. And then I get awkward because I'm like, I don't want to date somebody who knows everybody I know. At the same time, I kind of do because when I go out, like, the fact that we both know all the same people is really nice. Like, do you know what I mean? It's a very hit or miss turn on. Like, it's very, I don't know.
I think for you in particular, I think if you're meeting a random person on Bumble and you're like, oh, follow me on Instagram, it's a lot to take in.
That's what
I they're getting a certain view of you that's like, your social media is not who you are.
I guess.
It's not. It's you're so much more than that.
Well,
and
no,
I
know
think
that,
that's
but
a lot, like, for a random dude to, like, scroll through and see, like, I don't know. It's just, it's a lot of information to take in without taking a second to get to know who you are first.
That's where my problem lies. And that's where I
but,
said
and
it's
in the
very
same breath,
hard.
It's important for people to understand what you do and who
yes.
you are. But I think you can introduce it a little further down the line. I don't think it
I know,
should be
but
something.
How do I get, I don't want to FaceTime with this person.
Yeah,
2 seconds out of meeting them. I need to know that they're real. And if I'm like, if they're like, oh, do you have social media? Yes, but I can't let you on it yet because I don't want you to look at me different. Like,
can you just lie and be like, I'm not really on. I
use no,
Facebook.
Because
I don't
everybody,
give out my Facebook.
Everybody who has told me they don't have it ends up being fake.
No.
Yeah, I'm saying anybody who I've been like, oh, do you have Instagram? I just want to make sure, like,
can
you're
you
real.
Say I have Facebook, but it's private. Here's my name, but, like, I'm not accepting friends.
I mean, I guess.
It's
but
really just for
if
you.
A guy
who
gave me his fucking Facebook,
real.
I'd be like, this is a fucking
yeah, but
face,
guys are stupid.
Face.
They're not thinking about that. They're looking at how beautiful you are. They're not worrying if you're a real person. They're hoping you're a real person.
I mean, I am. Okay, so the catfish, ready?
Yes.
So I matched with this guy, and he totally my type. Very, very sweet. We were talking for, like, 2 days on social media. Bumble back and forth, whatever. Or maybe it could have even been Hinge. I don't know. But we're talking back and forth. And then I'm like, oh, like, you live here. Like, oh, you must know, like, this person, that person. He's like, yeah, I know them. So, like, I was like, oh, my God, let me just DM this person that I know and be like, oh, is he, like, a good guy? Like, I'm close enough with that person to be like, is this guy weird? Whatever. Because if I know somebody that you know, first of all, I'm going to go to them and be like, is he a fucking player? Like, what do I need to
know? Sure, yeah.
So I messaged this person who is actually dating somebody on, like, a big name on social media too, which is weird. But So I'm like, hey, what's up with this guy? Like, I see that you know him. And he was like, oh my God, he's the greatest. He's like one of my best friends. And I was like, oh, we matched on blah, blah, blah. He's like, oh, you did? He was like, how did you match? He lives in Vegas now. And I'm like,
so
what do you mean?
Someone pretending to be
someone
him?
Took this guy's photos. And I said to him, I was like, oh, do you have social media? He's like, no, I just fucking deleted my social media. There was so much drama. And with COVID, like, I just didn't want to see all this bullshit and whatever. And I'm like, oh, listen, I appreciate that. Like, I fucking hate social media, too. If it wasn't my job, I would fucking delete it. Yeah. But it is my job. So whatever. And I was like, so I'm talking to this other guy who I know. And I'm like, what do you mean? How did we match? He's like, yeah, he moved to Vegas. And I was like, when? I was like, he told me he lives in blah, blah, blah. He was like, well, he grew up there. And I was like, oh, okay, maybe that's what he meant. And then I was like, he also told me he didn't have social media. He goes, no, he does. And he sent me his social media account. And he was like, and I was like, hold on, this is not you. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, so I messaged the guy and I'm like, really? I was like, how do you know blank? And he was like, oh, he's like one of my best friends. I was like, oh, that's weird. He just sent me his best friend's social media and you told me you didn't have one. And he's like, oh my God. He's like, I don't know. I don't know why he would say that, blah, blah, blah. I'll text him right now. I was like, really? Because I'm on the phone with him. Why don't we just call you? And he was like, oh my God, I don't know what to say, blah, blah, blah. I was like, you're a fucking loser. You stole some guy's photos. I was like, don't ever message me again. I blocked him on everything. Like,
that's
he had my
freaky,
yeah,
man.
It's fucking weird. And that's why I was like, this is crazy. Like, and we were talking for 2 days. So imagine what you text and talk to somebody about. Like, of all this, like, where do you live? And like, oh, well, tell me about your kids. And they're fucking fake. Mm-hmm. And like, you don't have no idea who you're talking to. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, this is fucking scary. And that's why I'm like, I want to know what the fuck your social media is right now, because I'm going to go see who you know. And then I'm going to message those fucking mutual friends and be like, is this person real?
Can I tell a quick story?
Yeah.
I don't think she'll mind me telling it, because we know about her ass play. But while we're trying to figure out why Sabotage Sally is the way she is, when she was in high school, before catfishing was like a thing, what do we have? Like, chat on like AOL. Chat.
Yeah, AIM.
And she was chatting with this guy. He was the love of her life. We were literally in high school. Love of her life. They would talk for 12 hours all night long. She was obsessed. So they had a plan to meet at the mall. I think her mom probably fucking dropped her off. And the guy was a no show.
That's a red flag in itself.
The guy was a no show. She was like devastated, she would say. And we called him Warrior because that was his screen name. You know, you made up your own name.
Yeah,
his shit was Warrior. So, you know, I was like, oh, Warrior didn't show up, whatever. So we're at school, we're in class, and we're talking about Warrior not showing up to the date, and some nerd next to us was like, Warrior, that's so and so. And it was this fucking huge dork that would never in a million years date.
What?
He pretty much like pretended to be a totally different person.
Imagine in math class and watching the smile on the hot girl in school's face, knowing that that's you
and
you're texting.
You know what's so fucked up? Like, you know, like the romantic movies where at the end, like, she finds out he's a nerd, but she loves him anyway.
Yeah.
She was like, ew, fucking loser. And we're always like,
oh my
you
God.
Fall in love with the fucking Warrior.
That is mortifying.
Mortifying. So that's just one of her childhood trauma stories.
That's
for sure
why she is how she is today. That story, not Denny not fucking her. This story. This is the story. I wish I knew that. That would have totally made so much more sense.
It's a classic. Like, she told him like her deepest, darkest secret. She thought it was stranger.
Weird.
Yeah.
You know, and then he like passed her in school every day.
Wait.
Stop.
Stop.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Yeah, I can at least say that even though it's going to be a blind date, that Jessica and I will better choice for you there, Tracy.
Yeah. Ugh. We're going to thoroughly vet them to make sure that we're not sending like a serial killer your way, I promise.
I have
baddies that don't know, what we're going to do is we're going to play a matchmaking game with Tracy. Mm-hmm. You're going to send us in your matches for Tracy. You got to include a picture. You got to tell us a brief description. Like, you got to pitch this guy.
Mortifying, you guys. I can't believe that I'm allowed. This is strictly for the fun of the show.
Wait,
because,
by the way, like, don't like send us a picture of like Bradley Cooper. It has to be somebody that you know. Like, we know BC and Tracy would be a great match, but like, send us someone you know that you know is a good guy that you think she'll be physically attracted to, but is someone she could bring home to her parents and that her friends will like.
I fucking cannot believe I'm even allowing this. This is so weird.
It's happening.
I know. It's because I have no fucking control over you and him.
We've like tag teamed you now at this
point.
You
did. It's not funny. They already had this planned and then just sprung it on me the other day.
Alan, where do submissions go to?
This is way too
far. All right. Out. So people are going to send their submissions to dimlywitproductions@gmail.com. I'll spell it DIMLYWIT production. If I have to spell productions for you, we don't want your submission at gmail.com.
This is awesome.
This is miserable.
Pretty much how this is going to work. Alan is going to pick his favorite, I'm going to pick my favorite, and Trey's going to pick her favorite. She's going to go on 3 dates, and we're going to see if anything comes from these 3 dates. But here's your chance, Tracy DeMarco, in the flesh.
This is mortifying.
In the flesh.
This is like literally, oh, my friend can't find any human. Please, please send somebody for her.
No, that's not what this is at all. This is simply of...
This is just trying to control my life.
This is an experiment to see if...
grab, Tracy. Come yeah. on.
This is an experiment to see if Alan and I know better than what you know.
This is what they said the other day, that they're quickly turning this into a Alan and Jessica match to see who knows me better. This isn't even really about me anymore. It's literally about their contest.
I'm just saying, maybe we should look back on who you've been with and decide that you don't make the best choices on your own.
Wow, that sounded like a personal attack.
Shots might have been fired.
That was for sure shots fired.
Alan, I love this. This is actually your concept, your evil concept, not mine, but we are doing it. Baddies, please, someone that you think would be a good match for Tracy, please submit them. And yeah, we're going to continue on.
So can you Trey's tell them, travels. Can you tell them like any like requirements at least, or is it just going to be a fucking free
Well, if you listen to the show, you know what Tracy's into at this point. So obviously she has to be attracted to them. It has to be somebody that she will find attractive. But again, in the same breath, I think what Alan and I mostly are looking for is a good dude, someone that knows how to treat a woman, someone that has a good job that, you know, will pay alimony. That's what we're looking for.
That's fucking insane. I can't believe
it. It's the alimony factor. She's spreading her wings and she's spreading her legs.
This is fucking awful. Awful, awful, awful. You guys are lucky that, like, I like this show. Because, like, I would never fucking do
I've
this.
Already gotten to the point where I have no idea why we're doing this anymore.
The show?
Yeah. Same. Like, why are we putting ourselves through this?
Why do we fucking do this? Also, who listens to this piece of shit show?
We love you, baddies. This is going to be awesome. Send your submissions to, what was the email again?
dimlywitproduction@gmail.com.
And we will see you next Tuesday. She's spreading her wings and she's spreading her legs.
No, I'm not.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Okay, we are here to thank our Patreon baddies. And as you know, when you back our show, we shout you out.
Yep.
So Lilith isn't that long today, but the names are long.
Are you going first?
I'll go first, okay. I guess. Eileen Bork. Do we not do this woman, Borkowski? Borkowski? I'm pretty sure Borkowski. I remember we did Borkowski. Eileen Borkowski. Yeah. Well, I'm glad we have all these amazing people.
Why do I get the hard ones?
Yeah, what is that?
All right, I'm gonna just shoot it and see how it goes. Jillian Agostinaccio.
Wow, I was gonna say Agostino Chocho.
And not, oh,
is she related
I like
to
it
our
better,
girl.
I like Agostina Chocho better.
What's our other baddie's name, Alan? Katie Chocho.
Nuh-uh.
Katie Curichocho.
I have no idea. You know what? I have to look them up.
One of my favorite Southern names is Cheyenne.
That's a great name.
And I don't know if she's Southern, but it makes me think of like a Southern Belle. Cheyenne.
King.
I don't know. I just love that. Tabitha Tate.
That's a porn star name if I've ever
it
heard
is.
One.
It also makes me. I almost said Tabitha Taint.
Oh my God.
After the last conversation we had.
Tabitha Taint. Emily Bell. That sounds like a sweet girl.
You're a bitch for taking her because I get this next one, which is so hard. Oh, you know what? Let's make Alan do it.
Yeah, Alan.
All right. Carola Golubiowska.
Let's you take your guess.
Carola Goblowska. That's another edit to the list of names that I love.
Golubiowska.
Carola Belowska.
Carola Belowska.
I don't know where the B.
Golubiowska.
Carola Golubiowska.
Yes.
Carola Bolioska.
What if it's Carola?
Oh.
And maybe not Toyota Corolla.
Carola Golubiowska.
It surely is not her name. For sure it's not right.
You don't think it's Carola Kolobloska?
Oh, and then thank God I get the easy one. Kathleen Carbone.
Yes.
A classic. CC, Kathleen Carbone.
Baddies, I don't know if you know about Patreon or what you understand what it does for us, but it's the reason that we can continue pumping out these episodes.
Yes.
Times are tough. COVID's tough. COVID's ruining all of our lives. But you guys are killing the game. You're keeping us alive right now. So thank you to all of our Patreon baddies and to our new Patreon baddies, especially.
Yay, welcome.
Karola Goloblowska. Go to patreon.com/bad examples and hear your name on the show
tears. Today.
Actual tears.
Even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Hosted on dimlywit.com.